So today we have SECU President CEO Mike Lord on the program talking about how the credit union and their foundation joined efforts to provide $10 million in COVID-19 disaster relief. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Mike Lord from SECU. Mike, how are you doing these days?
I'm doing great. I hope you are.
We're doing well considering this shelter in place, and we're doing our best to do that stuff. And I'm assuming you guys are in North Carolina as well.
We are.
Well done.
Shelter in place for a while now.
Yes, I know. It's been a while. You were talking about, I just saw the press release this past week about SECU and your foundation as well joining efforts to provide $10 million to COVID-19 disaster relief. And wow, my eyes nearly popped out of my head. I was okay, but then I went, you know what? That's typical of those folks. They do some really, really fantastic things like that. But before we get into that, I just want to ask a quick question. What are you guys doing at your credit union for your members and staff before we get going with the disaster relief program that you guys have started there? Anything out of the ordinary or?
Well, everything's out of the ordinary today.
Good point.
But yes. Well, we went to drive-through only service through our branch network back in March 19th, I believe.
Okay.
And closed the lobbies to traffic to protect our members and protect our employees and their families from potential pandemic spread, the coronavirus spread, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of folks have done that. We have 267 branches.
So, goodness.
The drive-thrus have been slammed on paydays, and a lot of folks have gone to the phones to get service, and that has been a challenge for us. So what we did to try and protect the staff further was split our staff.
Okay.
Have them work 50-50, 1 week on and 1 week off, in both the branches and our departments, so that we would try and spread the ability to sustain service to our members if we had contagion within a location, mm-hmm. and had to quarantine our staff. And to this point, that has worked out very well, with the exception of having half staff to provide full service to folks that are calling makes it a challenge for everyone.
Yeah.
But our members have been very, very patient, mm-hmm. with us. Understand what's going on. So even though we have some high abandonment rates on the calls every now and then, we're getting along very well. What we did to support our staff was allow our staff members that had children in school and didn't have a caregiver available to look after the kids to let them go home and keep them on the payroll, full salary, full benefits, using administrative leave. They're not using PTO or sick leave or annual leave to this point.
That's awesome.
We sent home folks that have underlying medical conditions that would put them at serious risk,
really?
Where they get the virus. And we've got about 400 staff members that are home under those circumstances out of our 7,200 employees. And then, as I say, we split the rest and are providing services to our members. It seems to be going along as well as it can, given the circumstances.
No doubt.
But we stopped all travel. We stopped all in-person training. We've pulled back on providing non-essential services, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
We decided we could support communities across North Carolina by buying lunch for our staff. So we've been doing that so far this month. We intend to do it through the month, and we've got 3,400 employees who are getting lunch, and that keeps them from having to go out and get potential exposure,
yeah.
and it supports restaurants that desperately need
assistance.
And that has been super well received by both restaurants and our employees.
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard. I mean, I really enjoy asking this particular question to different credit unions just to see what they're doing differently. And obviously, like remote deposit capture and skip a pay and doing what you said, alternating employees, that type of the days and weeks and things like that are pretty much across the board. But when you're saying, hey, we're buying lunch or we're doing this, I mean, I love the unique stories. It's very inspiring and actually creative as well to kind of get through what we're going through.
We've got some very smart folks here working here, which is great. They keep me out of trouble in large. We also donated 60,000 gloves to the North Carolina Emergency Management Group, and they can allocate the resources where they're needed to hospitals across North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So if we have large hospitals that have significant supplies, they can take these and donate them to smaller hospitals that are running low on these supplies.
Great idea.
Trying to do some things that support the communities and support our members and support our staff at the same time.
Well, that's what credit unions do best. And there's just so many great stories like that. So that's why I enjoy asking that question, just to really see how credit unions continue to step up in times like this. And you guys are right there in the mix as well. So thank you very much for all that you guys are doing, including this the $10 million disaster relief. So how did this effort come about? I mean, did you guys put your heads together and go, hey, you know what, we really got to do something here? I mean, what kind of sparked this idea?
Well, just that. SECU Foundation, we talked about it some years back when we talked, has been in existence for 15 years, and it's funded by our members. You recall, we have a dollar a month service charge on our checking account. That's it. We pay 0.25% interest. Our members can donate that dollar to the SECU Foundation if they wish to, and they wish to. And we have 1.4 million checking accounts. Gosh. So it's $1.4 million a month that goes into the foundation. Mm-hmm. And our foundation board invests that money in communities across North Carolina. Scholarships to pretty much all of the high schools in North Carolina, one $10,000 scholarship to attend one of the 16 constituent UNC campuses, mm-hmm. Or two $5,000 scholarships, for example, to go to each of the 58 community colleges scattered across North Carolina. Hospice houses, family houses, teacher housing, autism clinic. There's a wide variety of wonderful projects that have been funded by our members through mm-hmm. their donation of a dollar a month, which is no financial imposition on any individual, but right. When you aggregate it, you can really do some wonderful things. So over the 15 years that the foundation has been in existence, there has been about $175 million invested in communities, donations and loans to finance things to meet unmet needs as they've been addressed. So we've got a long history of this, and our board of directors and the board of directors for the foundation said, you know, we've got the ability to contribute, so we need to step up. And they allowed the approval of up to $5 million donation by SECU, the corporate entity, the credit union, combined with up to $5 million of COVID relief through the foundation. And that's where that $10 million came from, and that's the genesis of it.
Gotcha. So how will these funds be used? Where are they going to go, and how are they going to be dispersed, basically?
That's a great question. And we've already determined that two of the dollar amounts are going to go to large enterprises that are really set up to provide food, clothing, shelter, and financial assistance to individuals, and we all know them very well. There's a $2 million grant, $1 million from SECU, $1 million from the foundation, mm-hmm. going to Feeding the Carolinas, which is a food bank, really a consortium of food banks of about six or seven of them that cover North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And that will give them $2 million to buy food and to distribute it across North Carolina and meet the needs of a lot of citizens, of a lot of members. There's also been a $2 million donation that's been approved to go to the Salvation Army. And the Salvation Army is a statewide, it's a national organization, but the funds will be used in North Carolina to meet those unmet needs for food, clothing, shelter, and financial assistance mm-hmm. in communities that everyone's familiar with around North Carolina through the Salvation Army. We've donated $250,000 to the Carolinas Credit Union Foundation. The foundation has raised money to try and help credit union employees who have a spouse or a partner who's lost their job, they've lost their income, and lost the ability maybe to make their mortgage payment or meet basic needs. And that fund will be used for that in North Carolina. The grants, the donations, the grants there would be between $500 and $1,000 to individuals that were identified through the foundation.
Oh, gosh.
So that's the beginning of where we're going. Okay. There are other things afoot that are being investigated. We're not trying to just throw money out there. We're working with partners that we've worked with before, and that we have an idea of their financial ability, their reach, their mission, and their structure, their ability to actually get done what you would hope they want to get done.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of things that are being studied by Jayma Campbell, who's the executive director of our foundation, and she's going to be bringing back some recommendations to the SCCU Foundation Board, along with using the funds from the corporate enterprise, if you will, to try and have a greater impact.
Indeed, yeah. And you guys are going to do, if not already, you guys are already doing some great stuff, and it'll continue to do so. So what are your goals? What do you guys want to achieve by raising these funds and then dispersing to these great other organizations and causes? What do you guys want to achieve here other than just really looking out for the well-being of your communities? I mean, I think that's the overall one. But any other goals that you guys have in mind here?
No, I think that's a good enough goal right there. I think credit unions, by and large, say the mantra is people helping people. And that really is not an empty phrase. I think credit unions live it every day.
Yeah.
And this is just an example of that. People are in need, and people are reeling from this crisis. And our credit union, like many other credit unions, are stepping into the void to help people. It's really as simple as that.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And just the scale of this is just almost daunting. It's really hard to wrap your head around. I mean, just, you know, what you guys are doing in North Carolina, what folks are doing in California or New York or Wisconsin, wherever. I mean, just the scope of what people are doing is just such on a monumental scale. It gives me goosebumps right now of the things that I'm hearing and obviously what you're hearing and doing. It's just phenomenal. And this is part of the reason why I love talking to folks like you and getting that message out there of how fantastic this industry is and really giving back is what we do best, and this is a great opportunity to do so.
Couldn't agree more. I think that this is a major challenge unlike anyone has seen.
Mm-hmm.
And if credit unions were needed, this is certainly the time where they're in a position to do great good in the communities, because we need to get through this hump and be able to open back up for business, but need to do that responsibly so that we protect the health of everyone out there. This is a trauma. No one's got an answer to this. We just have to kind of muddle through as best we can and join forces and take care of folks that need taken care of.
Indeed. Last question for you, Mike. What advice do you have for maybe other credit unions who want to do something similar that what you guys are doing or some other credit unions around the country are doing? What advice do you have for them to kind of get started, or maybe they might be stuck in one part of it or another? Any advice here for folks out there looking to do something like this?
Well, far be it for me to give advice, but you ask me, so I'll tell. I'll say something. I think that I could equate it to the foundation, SCCU Foundation. It's the power of a dollar, right? You get 1.4 million folks to decide to throw that dollar in a pot. Now you've got some money to do something with. Credit unions, be they large or small, can throw some money into a pot to their local foundation or to the local nonprofits and make a difference.
Yep.
So I would just encourage credit unions to do the same. And they don't need the encouragement. They're already doing it. So I commend them for doing it.
Yeah, indeed. And any amount, it doesn't matter the amount, it all adds up to doing some really incredible things. So good stuff here. All right, Mike, well, I'm going to let you get going because I know you got a lot on your plate. So I appreciate your time. And any other final words of wisdom? Any final words of before we part?
I think that covered everything that I've got to say. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome. And thank you as well. I know you have a busy schedule, so we appreciate your time. Appreciate it, Mike. And take care. And maybe we'll check in down the road here and see how you guys are doing. Hopefully we'll be on the upswing here pretty soon.
Please do.
All right.